My life was profoundly affected by the example of five American missionaries who died trying to get the gospel to a Stone Age tribe in Ecuador who had never heard the name of Jesus. They were actually murdered by the tribe that was then known as the Aucas. We now know them as the Guaranis. Amazingly, the wife of one of those missionaries and the sister of another actually went to the tribe that had killed their loved ones to tell them about Jesus. And today, some of the murderers of the missionaries are pastors of the Guarani Church. It's an amazing story. I had the unforgettable privilege a few years ago of going to the Ecuadorian jungle to tape a radio program about what happened there. And I met Minkaya, one of the killers, one of the pastors. I learned that those missionary women had difficulty translating the Bible into the native language because this tribe literally had no word for or even concept for forgive. But the message somehow had gotten through to Minkaya. Well, here's what he said. What we did to those missionaries was a terrible thing. But one day soon I will see them in heaven because Jesus has washed our hearts. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the language they speak. A spiritual rescuer had come to people to whom the word forgive meant nothing. But God's messenger to them did what effective missionaries have always done. She found a way to say it in words that people could understand. You know, we can do no less for the spiritually dying people around us. Obviously, the need to translate Christ's message is hard to miss in a foreign setting where there's a clearly different linguistic language, but the need to translate the Jesus story is easy to miss when our neighbors and friends speak that same linguistic language we do, but they speak a different cultural language. The words of our Christian tribe simply have no meaning or the wrong meaning to the lost tribe next to us. Many lost people assigned to us by God have no better understanding of born again or saved or accepting Christ or sin than Minkaya did of forgive. In our word for today from the Word of God, we discover one big reason thousands of people from all over the world came to Jesus in the first outreach ever held by the Christian church. It was Jerusalem, it was Pentecost, and according to Acts 2:6, each one heard them, that is the apostles, speaking in his own language. Now, that was a special miracle from God, but it underscores that people must hear Christ's message in a language they can understand, which our church language, which I call Christianese, is not. Maybe you've been transmitting the good news about Jesus and getting little or no response. Well, could it be they're stumbling over your vocabulary? See, you can't just transmit the good news. You have to translate it into everyday non-religious words. In Jesus' parable of the four soils, three of which produced little or no good harvest, we see the major difference between those three soils and the soil that produced great fruit. In each case, Jesus explains that, quote, this is the man who hears the word. But where there was a great harvest, Jesus said, this is the man who hears the word, and here's the one difference, and understands it. We've got life or death information we have to deliver. We cannot afford to have our lost family and friends miss it because we said it in words they don't understand. It's time to move beyond the comfort of our Christianese to communicate the message people cannot afford to miss. The words we use could be decisive for each of us in our personal rescue mission for Jesus. See, you're God's missionary where you are. If you make the effort to translate the good news into the language of the person who needs it, man, you can be part of a life-giving miracle.